Hey, Adriana. I spent some time with your intake. I wandered around your website and then I came back to your question. You asked me, should I rework my entire novel or just move on to a new idea and leave it behind? And I have to tell you, the longer I sat with that question, the less I thought you were actually asking me about a novel. I think you're asking yourself whether letting go of the draft means letting go of the woman who's dreamed of becoming a novelist. And those are two completely different questions. Then I got to the sentence you wrote. You said, I cannot get myself to edit the first draft of the novel without fundamentally changing almost everything about it. That one made me smile because I don't hear failure, I hear growth. And the woman reading draft one today isn't the same woman who wrote draft one. So you've learned, your standards have changed, your eye has sharpened. You're seeing things today that you literally couldn't have seen when you wrote it. That isn't the manuscript betraying you. That's your growth becoming visible. Then another sentence that made me stop. You wrote, the idea that I have to basically burn everything to the ground and start from scratch, it terrifies me. And I wonder, how many places in your life has starting over become the answer whenever something no longer reflects who you're becoming? Maybe it's just the novel. Maybe it isn't. I don't know yet. But the sentence felt bigger than writing. Then I looked at your website and I noticed something I don't think you maybe have noticed. Your consulting business lives in a world of certainty. Government contracts, proposal management, business development. Everything has a process, a framework, a finish line. Someone eventually tells you whether you did a good job. Then there's your novel. No roadmap, no guarantee. No one taps you on the shoulder halfway through chapter nine and says, yes, keep going. You're on the right track. This is wonderful. One part of your life rewards certainty, and the other asks you to create without it. Those are completely different emotional environments. Then I got to that last part of your intake. You said you had written, I'm worried I'm just not good enough, not cut out for it. I don't have the tendency or capacity to make my dreams happen. I'm letting myself down. I'm letting my family down. I'm delusional. And I'm trying not to cry right now because that one hurt a little to read. I mean, it's hurting right now just to say it out loud because I noticed something. You started by asking whether to edit a manuscript and ended by questioning whether you're enough. That's one hell of a jump. Nothing about a draft can tell you whether you're meant to be a novelist. Absolutely nothing. And if someone tells you that it can, you send them my way. I'll have some strongly edited words for their face. Because a manuscript is simply evidence of where you were as a writer when you wrote it. And that's all. But somewhere along the way, your novel quietly stopped being a novel. And it became evidence, evidence that you're talented enough, creative enough, maybe disciplined enough, worthy enough. And once that happened, editing stopped feeling like editing. It starts feeling like judgment. And that's a lot to ask a first draft to carry. One of my favorite sayings, And if you've listened to me or followed me, I say this all the time. You can't read the label from inside the jar. You spend your consulting work reading the labels on other people's jars. You step in, you untangle complexity, you see what they've become too close to see, then you come home to your own dream. And suddenly, you're standing inside your own jar, trying to read your own label, and you're too close. Not untalented at all. I want to make that very clear. You're just too close. And those are very different things. There's one more thing I can't stop thinking about. It keeps bouncing around my head. You keep asking yourself whether you should rewrite the novel. I'm actually more interested in why rewriting immediately feels like erasing, because those aren't the same thing. A renovation honors what was built. A demolition assumes there was nothing worth saving, correct? So those are two completely different relationships with your own work. And I honestly don't think you finished your relationship with draft one yet. Not the manuscript, but rather the woman who wrote it. Here's what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't rush into another novel. Not because I think this one has to be published, and not because every page deserves to survive. To be honest, you and I both know I haven't even seen what you've written. So just based off what you've shared with me, I'd wait because I don't think you fully received what this manuscript came into your life to teach you. And I don't think that lesson is about story structure. I think it's about trust. I don't think you've outgrown becoming a novelist, and I definitely don't think you're delusional. I think you've outgrown the writer who wrote draft one. And I wonder if you're grieving her without even realizing it. Because if you admit she's no longer the writer you are today, you also have to admit that draft one did exactly what it was supposed to do. It got you here, right now, to this point. It gave you enough experience that now you can see everything you do differently. I want you to pause right there and think about that. Because that's not failure. That's the tuition every writer pays. If we had another hour together, I probably wouldn't even ask you very much about publishing. I'd want to understand your relationship with perfection. I know her well. I'd want to know if starting over has become your way of protecting yourself from refinement. I'd want to know what becoming a published novelist actually represents to you. And because I have a feeling the novel isn't carrying the dream, it's carrying the proof. And those are two very different things. And this is what I think your tell is. I don't think your next decision is whether to rewrite the novel or start another one. I think your next decision is whether you're willing to stop asking this manuscript to tell you whether you're enough. Because that was never its job. Its job was to teach you how to become the writer capable of writing the book only the version of you can write. And that's from where I'm standing. I think it's already done that. The question now isn't whether you've earned the dream. The question is whether you're ready to trust the writer you've already become. I hope you enjoyed your tell. Until then, talk soon.